Hello? Hello?
Stanley, it's Sarah. How are you?
Hey, Sarah, how are you?
I'm
Jan's
good.
saying something about lunch times and all that, and she didn't work the hours that you're saying. I got the paper in front of me that I signed. She worked from 9 to 3 and 10 to something, and it wasn't no 12 hours or whatever Jan is telling me.
So that's an
But
issue because you sent me a timesheet for the week of the 1st to the 7th, correct?
we sent one. We went and got copies of this at my friend's place. That's why I got the copy right here in my hand that she sent to you on her phone.
Right. So I got that one, but the billing already went through. I have 4 hours on the 3rd, 8 hours on the 6th, and 12 hours and 45 minutes on the 7th, and it was already billed and she was paid for it. So I'm not sure what happened there.
So what she's right here. Oh, tell her what you say. She can hear what you're saying. Cause, but these hours on this paper, she works these hours. So here she's right here. You say what you want. She's right here.
Yeah, hi Rhonda. So did you hear what I just said about
Hi.
all those hours that I have?
Got you out for 3 days right now. I
The
tell
week of
you,
the first, the week of the 1st to the 7th was already billed.
this is from the 7th on. One we got right here from the 7th.
Well,
You know what this is part of the 7th on? Yeah.
the week ending on
The
7th.
week ending in the 7th, she started this.
The
Because
one you
somehow
sent me.
there's a confusion somehow because she got paid last week, so I don't know how they're saying this is all for this week that just passed.
The
On the
week of the
sh
7th.
The week of the 7th, this is the hour she had in.
About 2 weeks
And I
ago.
signed every one every day when she took off. And Janet saying somebody, you got to clock in and clock out at lunchtime. I've never heard of that one.
No, I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's that these are the times that are on what I see is when you called in and you clocked in. Maybe you didn't clock in correctly, but they went through because that's what you did. That's when you called
Well,
in.
her phone is messed up, and mine's lucky it's working right now.
Mine's not on.
But she's got a new phone, but she's got to get the internet to where she can get it turned on, or she can't get it turned on. We've been trying for 2 days, and nobody's got the internet that she can use. And my phone won't let her do it for some reason on the phone. She bought a brand new phone, and
Wow.
she's got it now, and it ain't even working at all. It started work this morning, and I called one time, and it quit working. And I paid for the time thing on the time cards at the store for the phone, and it still ain't coming on.
I hear.
Yeah, I
So
don't know
in
what to
that
do.
case, you would have to call me and tell me that this is all wrong because it was already billed. She was already paid for all of it.
Do what now? Run it past me again, ma'am.
In the case that all the times that you're saying that because you don't have internet, so then she can't exactly clock in and out, right?
Well, right now she because her phone. I just told you we bought a new one and it's not working right. It's brand new. I mean, bought it. I can show you a picture of the phone she bought and the time a $30-something card that we paid and come on one time it worked one time and it don't work at all and she can't get a hold of them because she don't have the internet on the phone. They won't let her call out. And I don't know the name of the who you talk to or whatever, but she's got the phone and the receipt and everything. I can prove all that. I got the receipts and everything.
No, I
So,
100% I believe you that you have a phone that's supposed to work. It just happens to be it's not working, but
right. But she got the phone to start clocking in with the phone, and then now this is coming up. It seemed like one thing after the other, but she worked these hours because I signed them.
okay, so I'll add them in. Look, I see on the paper it's totaling 35 hours, right?
Something about that. So that's about right. About right.
So look, I'll add them in. I'll put in
But
whatever I
I
have
said,
in.
what's your name? Actually, I forgot your name. But after today, I'm going to this friend of mine. He owns a saxophone store, and he's got the internet. And we're gonna go over there, and she's gonna try to get the phone working through his internet. But she does have a brand new phone we bought yesterday. Matter of fact, yesterday I took her. We went to Walmart and bought the phone and the time card. And the card and everything. We got the card still that she called it in and everything like she's supposed to. And I don't know what to deal with, but yeah, they're saying something about Wi-Fi on the phone. So I'm going to take her over there where this guy does the copies for me. He owns a saxophone store on Cherokee Street, and she's going to use his Wi-Fi. When she gets it turned on, she'll be able to clock in and out. No problem at all then. But we did get a phone. It cost almost $100 for everything.
I hear.
And that's the truth about that, because I can prove all that. I got all the We got the receipts and everything.
Okay, so I'm going to add the hours in. I'll put in a maximum of 35 hours because that's what's on your sheet. But this week's payroll is the week of the 8th until the 14th. Now, for this entire week, I only have one clock in on Wednesday and no clock out. So if I don't get a timesheet, there's going to be...
We got the timesheet right here.
That's not the one.
Oh, which one she want? Oh, the one she got now?
The 8th of the to the 14th. I need a timesheet for that week.
You got one?
I have to fill.
We can fill one out if we have to.
Mm-hmm.
But she did work.
Okay, and let me just tell you exactly. Okay, now let's
see.
She's
working. You know, she works her butt off. I'm serious.
118 divided by 28 times 7. So it looks like for this month, since February is a little bit of a shorter month, the maximum amount of hours that she should be doing per week so that she'll be able to work the whole entire month is 29 and a half.
Okay, that's fine.
So do you want me to put in 29 and a half now for the week?
Yeah,
that's fine. That's fine.
Okay, so I'm just going to need a timesheet. So write me a timesheet that uses all those hours then.
The 8th and 14th?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right,
okay.
We'll do that.
Okay, and that should be in before the end of the day today because tomorrow morning, as soon as I get in, the billing is going to get sent in and I want
to... All right, well, we'll get that done today, ma'am, and if she can try to do it on my phone to send it, but we'll get it to you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you. Sorry.
Okay, sorry about all this, but once you get this phone on, everything's going to be fine.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah. I'm looking forward.
I appreciate that, Sarah. Thank you.
Okay,
you have a good day, and we'll get that to you.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, sure will. Thank you.
Bye. Sure, bye.